get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. It's your boy, Be Easy.
It's your girl, Corey.
It's your boy, Al.
I'm sorry. I'm so excited to see y'all.
We back.
I know. I can't even let you finish. I'm so sorry.
I ain't lying. I'm like, man, what's going on here? Well, Al, how are you doing?
Hey, I got a thing, man. When you talking to me, you be looking me directly in my eye. Don't look me directly in the eye, man. That's it. That's what? Today's word.
I intimidate you?
Nah, it's just
I intimidate a lot of men.
It's just the gazing.
I really don't be looking at you. I be looking at your nose.
Oh my!
I do. I look at every. I don't look people in their eye.
You don't?
Nah, I look at their nose because if you cross eye, it'll throw me off. So I look at people's nose or their mouth.
I mean, you gotta look at them cross eyed like you're trying to catch one of the eyes.
Nah, it'll show on my face. So I look at noses.
Nah, I'll just start things up, you know, just messing with you. How's everything, man?
Wonderful.
Welcome back.
Good to be here.
Yes. Corey?
Yeah, Corey, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much.
I don't know why that's like that.
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. Somebody keep messing with it. Somebody.
Yep, not me. But yeah, I'm great. I'm great.
Wonderful. How was y'all? Hold up. We recorded the last episodes before New Year's or after New Year's?
Before
New Year's. Okay.
Yeah. Haven't seen you since last year. I was waiting to say that to you because I know you hate it so much. I mean, I hate it, but
especially it's damn near the 15th. It's a podcast I listen to. Shout out to Bomani Jones. I talk about him all the time. And he was recording one this week. And they were talking about one of their friends or whatever. And so he called a guy. He was like, the guy hate when people tell him Happy New Year. So the guy answered the phone. He was like, Happy New Year, brother. He was like, man, what the fuck you want? Like, he knew. He was like, man, you know I hate that shit. So, yeah, that's how I feel. He'd be like, see you next year.
Any New Year's resolutions? Did we talk about that?
I think we did, maybe. You got one?
Well, did anybody break any yet?
Nah. Mm-mm.
I don't make New Year's resolutions.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
I just, you know, set goals.
Okay. You do like a vision board?
I've done it in the past, but presently no.
I think only females do that.
Women.
Oh, broads.
Unbelievable. Niggas.
I'm sorry.
You did it on purpose, didn't it?
Yeah, that time.
You knew the reaction. I'm glad I didn't say nothing audibly. I just gave you a look like,
hey man.
Well, y'all ain't gonna ask me how were y'all? Y'all had a good
I was waiting.
I got a whole story.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell y'all the story.
How was your trip to the Steelers game?
Yeah, you know, you left us last year.
Yeah,
now.
I did. I'm back. I'm going to the Steel City and I've come back a better person.
Okay.
No, you look like you're glowing a little bit. You look so happy.
I can't say what I want to say, but I'll just say, yeah. We do have an email.
Okay.
We got an email from the homie DJ High Star from Carolina Sports Talk.
Okay.
Shout out to him and Big Cliff. Yep. Me and Big Cliff were supposed to work together, but yesterday we're calling some basketball games, but it didn't happen. But
what happened?
Cliff said the weather, but I can hear him laughing now, but we know it wasn't the weather, Cliff. But anyway, High Star's email, he says, "Year, what's up, fam? Happy New Year. Hope all is well, LOL. Y'all already got the I haven't talked to you since last year off. Yes, we did.
Yep.
Got that off. I done forgot the question I asked y'all last year. I have to listen back and put it in another email. First off, on fire, no pun intended. Prayers to those affected in the LA area. With the fires going on, I have a younger sister who had to evacuate from her apartment out there. Then you got niggas in the A wilding out living their best life in the snow. He says, is Atlanta the closest thing that we're going to get to Wakanda? No, because they still too bad in Atlanta.
Yeah.
They still way too bad. I think the Wakanda black city.
It's got to be a small town. Nothing as big as Atlanta. Yeah.
It got to be. Yeah, but it got to have technology and stuff too. PG County, Maryland. Because they have the most, the most affluent black people in the nation.
Mm.
Yeah, I think it's PG County. Somewhere around in that area.
I'll write that down.
Yeah. He said, I saw niggas drifting Dodge Hemis and riding out on the ATVs.
Yep.
ATVs and shit. I'm on the phone with my mans down there while he was on the ATV. And he told me he might swerve and hit the corner. And he said, whoa, I don't get that joke.
It's probably a rap lyric.
Yeah, it might be. She said, you might call that a bad joke. I call it a segue. that might be something Jello said in his song. He said, niggas trying to put Jello on the Rolling Loud stage. You know who Jello is?
The fat guy?
No, Jello
no,
is...
No, that's Jelly Roll.
That's LiAngelo Ball. They call him Jello. He's a... Well, he played in the NBA for a little bit, but he came out with a song, and everybody been playing it recently.
Oh, okay.
They saying it sound like a early 2000s song.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. Yeah.
You probably seen like clips.
I seen clips. I didn't know what they were talking about. They was having people finish the sentence of the lyrics.
Yeah.
I didn't know what they were talking about.
Yeah, so him.
Okay.
He said, I think by the time y'all read this email, the song may be old or played out. I ain't listened to it enough for it to be, but a lot of people talking about that song. He said, hopefully he can come with another banger or just some songs to make a set for the festival. He said, be easy, I'm not going to lie, bro. I'm happy that you were able to make it to the Steelers game. Was out there looking like Emmanuel Acho, little brother. You was looking like the dude that was talking to Rack on Raising Canaan about vertical integration and investing in art and shit. I don't remember that dude.
You had pictures?
Right? Yeah, I posted a little video.
Get out of here. I didn't see any. Yeah.
I'm going to post some more pictures.
Okay.
But I just posted a little video on my reels. The gear was definitely fresh, though, bro. And sorry about the Ravens' loss yesterday. Great season, seriously. Thank you for not talking trash. Because I hate when people, like, hit me up and shit who don't watch football or don't, you know what I'm saying, do sports and be talking shit. Because me, personally, I don't talk shit with nothing I do because I don't know how to talk shit.
Am I missing something? Elle's laughing real hard right now.
It was just a joke.
You know, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? That's why your daddy foot cut off, bitch. Like, he can't shoot either. You know what I'm saying? I take it too far. That's why I don't do that. That's what, like, when I play sports, I be like, you know, good job or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because I learned how to talk trash with the best of them. Like,
you know, I was just messing with you, man. I wasn't.
Oh, I you.
It was from last, for the listeners, it was last night. I asked B, I said, yo, you want to hit the cigar lounge? He said, nah, I'm going to do this, and watch the game. Well, I'm watching the game, and his team was getting destroyed.
Who your team?
Huh?
Who your team?
New York Jets.
Oh, they ain't a team in New York that can hang with Pittsburgh. You can put the Jets and the Giants together, and they still won't make it to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Nah,
anyway.
I had to back them, you know.
Yeah, you ain't got no choice.
But so I text.
Yeah, I don't like trash talk.
I text B and he's like, man, I don't see the where's the funny.
No, you text me. I said, this is what you said.
Oh yeah. Oh,
is this the game you missed the cigar bar to watch?
Yeah,
with a picture of the damn shit. Let me see. Here
yeah,
go.
That's what I said.
He said. I said you don't even watch sports. He said I don't have to watch to know one of these teams getting their butt kicked. And I was getting in my feelings because now social media niggas hit me up and shit, texting me and carrying on. So I'm like, please don't.
So L was like the cherry on top. Like, come on, man.
You don't even watch sports. Don't get into this. You might catch a lean straight meant for somebody else. And then he sent me the laughing emoji, crying laughing emoji. And I don't see what's funny.
I was
explain
done.
The joke to me. He yeah, he ain't responding neither.
I was done.
He's like, oh, this nigga mad for real. Somebody else take me, oh, you mad nigga? I was like, not in the least. Shut the fuck up.
Did they end up coming back? It was getting close when I was leaving.
Oh, well, thank you. I'm glad you acknowledged that. No, it did not get fucking close.
Should have came on now and watched it from there.
Nah, I shouldn't have. You'd have seen me act a damn fool. I probably would have threw something. But yeah, it was a okay season. He said, any thoughts on the Joy Taylor situation? I just realized last week that's Jason Taylor's little sister. Funniest takeaways from the situation. Jason Whitlock described her peanut butter skin. This is what he's referring. Well, I'll tell y'all if y'all don't know. So it's a lady on, she worked for Fox Sports, the Fox Sports Network. And she came up with like a lawsuit against Skip Bayless. You know who Skip Bayless is?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, against Skip Bayless, saying that he's been harassing her for years. She was like a makeup artist or whatever. He's been harassing her for years. Even when she's tried to like, you know, thwart off his advances, he said stuff like, he's like, the more you reject me, the more I want you. And she alleged that he even offered $1.5 million for a little bit of that cooch.
Dang, she sure did it.
She's Muslim.
That part.
She's Muslim, and he said something about, I think she said she was dating somebody, whatever, whatever. And he was like, you Muslim, you know what I'm saying? I'm sure your dad got 3 or 4 wives, you know what I'm saying? And she was like, my daddy dead, you know? It was wild shit like that. So in the midst of all of this, she told a story about this Joy Taylor lady. And Joy Taylor, she was married to some other guy, some other rich guy, whatever. And she was sleeping with one of the executives there, allegedly. She was sleeping with the executive, which caused her to, you know, her marriage to break up or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And she was engaged to another guy, and that guy found out that she was sleeping with one of the executives, and he broke it off. It's been rumored that she was sleeping with the Emmanuel Acho guy that that High Star mentioned, mm-hmm. that she was sleeping with him. There's photos of him and her, and they're at a house, and he has like a blanket over him, and you could tell he don't got no pants on.
Mm.
Like little stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? And so the lady that brought the allegations against Skip, she's also kind of like trying to get a class action suit against the network for other women, because the reason why she bought the Joy Taylor lady into the situation is because to show the culture at the company,
mm-hmm.
like this is the things they do. They use sex to get ahead, or you know, the men use sex or you know, harass women all the time and stuff like that. So that's what he was referring to. So Jason Whitlock, he's a commentator that was on ESPN, that was on Fox. He's a big guy. If you see him, I don't think there's 7 people in the world that would find him attractive. But he has he has something to say about Joy Taylor. And Joy Taylor, she fine as hell. Fine as hell. Sometimes she have a cleavage out and stuff. But this is what Jason Whitlock had to say about Joy Taylor. Come on, play. There we go.
I know what I'm capable of. And that big rack of hers that she showed off constantly. It's just, and that peanut butter skin with that big rack. Like, Jay, keep your distance.
Yeah, so that's kind of went viral because he was like, with that big rack of hers.
Where did he record that at?
Like, he has his own show.
He said that on the show?
He said
peanut
it on his show.
Peanut butter skin.
Yes, so peanut butter skin. Now, the main thing that I took from this is I know what I'm capable of. That's what I'm going to use that motherfucker today. I know what I'm capable of. So,
she going to win.
She might.
Yeah.
She might. But what he was saying was he stayed away from the Joy Taylor lady because, you know, she was basically trying to sleep her way to the top or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so the Joy Taylor lady brought in this lady that bought in the suit.
Mm-hmm.
And so she went to her and told her the stuff that Skip was doing. And she basically told Joy Taylor, she alleged that Joy Taylor basically told her just to, you know, brush it off or whatever, to get over it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's just how it is. So that's why she brought her into it. But it's funny. But most of the people are talking about Joy Taylor and not the other lady, because Joy is on the show. She's on the shows and stuff like that. So I don't watch Fox Sports, but I just know some of the people. Mm. But he says, funniest takeaways from the situation, Jason Whitlock describing her peanut butter skin and talking about he said kitties, but I think he mean the titties. Or maybe he called titties kitties.
He definitely means the rack.
Yeah, in Charleston, what they call them, ninnies.
Ninnies.
They call them ninnies in Charleston. He said, and Keyshawn and Michael Irvin, and them trying to play it off the next day when they were doing commercial teasers about the coaches that were fired. The nigga Keyshawn threw an imaginary pitch. I was crying. He said, so K-Dot was being prophetic when he said, LeBron keep the family away, Steph keep, Curry keep the family away. Excuse me. Speaking of dry snitching, my damn throat.
Okay.
I don't know, I'm talking too damn much.
Yeah, man. It's I'm not even going to say it's the size of the email. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's not the size. My throat just ain't ready for it. Because all of this dry snitching is flagrant. Yeah, he talking about, y'all know Drake released a song.
Yeah, I didn't hear it yet.
I didn't hear it either. I saw people talk about it. But in the song, he was basically kind of like going at LeBron and basically saying, like, I know you've been doing some shit and you don't want your wife to find out, basically.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull that song.
And people say they know he's talking about LeBron because in the song, he mentioned like a watch and they gifted each other like watches or something like that. So that's how they know for a fact.
I tell you what, LeBron. The internet be dissecting all these daggone things.
I don't got time.
They be like, oh, this person.
The internet is.
He said 12 feet, and the guy wears a size 12. Mm-hmm. I mean, like half of the stuff I must miss because if you go to the internet after this song comes out and listen to what they came up with, mm-hmm. I be like, damn, those are some clever ass rappers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Internet be better than the FBI sometimes.
Yeah, they do. He said because all this dry stitches is flagrant. He said, I think the same way players have OGs, the women or the wives have OGs as well, and not just basketball wives, but maybe the Cookie Johnsons of the world and have mentorship that helps them navigate the infidelity and shit like that. Yeah, because I find it hard that LeBron never cheated. I got one person that said he cheated, but they kind of brushed under the table. Remember Drew Sidora? She was on wasn't she on like The Game or something like that?
I never watched it. Let me
get her face.
I think she was a singer too. She's a real life singer, but I got introduced to her on The Game. But like maybe about 6-7 years ago, she tried to come out and
I've been watching her since she was younger.
Oh, for actually. Real?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But she said that she had an affair with LeBron and like it didn't catch. But I vividly remember her saying that. So maybe they do have like, they sit the wives down and say, well, handle this kind of way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That way it won't cause a ruckus or nothing like that. But he says, lastly, it seems Fat Joe has stepped down from the BET Hip Hop Awards. Funny shit. Yeah, we was talking about Fat Joe on the other episode. He said, all right, last thing. Any thoughts on Trump wanting to make Greenland and Canada a part of America or renaming Gulf of Mexico, Gulf of America? All right, I'm out. Holla at y'all later. Appreciate the email, DJ Highstar.
Highstar.
Yeah, Trump just be saying stuff. But somebody might.
That's more land.
Mm-hmm.
More land. Right. It's more land. It's more allies. It's more power.
Well, I mean, they are allies anyway, though, right?
Yeah, but the fact is it would be one nation.
I was
just recently having this conversation. I'm like, Trump, he talked from a business point of view because he's not a politician.
He ain't no real good businessman either.
Not saying that he's a good one.
Yeah.
That's where most of his thoughts come from.
Yeah, business.
Not politically.
Yeah. Or they just be random thoughts.
He's older too.
Some random shit.
He's an older guy now.
I've never thought of naming
Gulf of America.
Why would it be the Gulf? I mean, okay.
Just leave it.
Yeah. Gulf of America. But at a point in time in life, it was something else other than the Gulf of Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
It was like something Indian. So yeah, thank you for that email.
Yeah.
DJ Highstar. What have y'all been watching anything over the past week since y'all ain't been working?
I'm back on the Sopranos.
I'm back. That's crazy.
You started from the beginning.
I'm back on the Sopranos.
You should have been drinking.
Huh? I'm glad this is smoothie.
You spit it right all over.
Would have been real bad.
So you started from the beginning?
Yeah, I started from the beginning. I'm on the Sopranos and a new show. Well, you know what? It's not new. It's season 2 and it comes on Max. It's called Bookies.
I see that. I never started watching it though.
Yeah, I started that and I'm into like the third episode. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. The comedian Sebastian.
Is that the black guy with the fro?
No, it's the black guy from. Oh shit! Where he from? It's a black guy and a white guy. Italian comedian Sebastian
Janikowski.
Hold on.
Maniscalco. That's what, okay. You looked that up earlier.
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
You was pre-showing. I like that. I like that.
I knew that. I wasn't gonna be able to say his name. But
you can. Just hear it one more time.
From me or from the?
Yeah.
Maniscalco.
Say it one more time.
You trying to be funny, man.
No.
You want to hear it from me or from the?
From the show. I mean, from the series.
Oh, okay.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Maniscalco.
Yeah. There you go. You got it. Easy.
Like
easy,
it's gone already. I done forgot it already.
Maniscalco. Yeah. You got to see it too. I got to see it too. And then that's why.
He's a funny comedian.
Shout out to him. That's all you been watching?
Yeah. That and, you know, Lioness.
Oh. You catching up on that?
4 episodes in the second season.
Oh, yeah. The second season, good.
Yeah.
Second season, good. I like that.
It's kind of brutal.
It is. Oh, you should watch. The Day of the Jackal.
I think somebody told me about that one.
I'm That Somebody.
You it?
Okay. I'm That Somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'm pretty sure.
I'm putting it down.
The Day of the Jackal. And, well, matter of fact, we'll get my list last. Because Corey probably was reading books.
Yep.
I actually do not have a book yet for the new year. Mm. I'm really disappointed in myself in that.
Some Zane books.
I haven't read Zane since I was like 1920.
Yeah, but you know,
sexual graphic novels.
Black people look at
But
Zane.
I've been writing my stuff. Thank you very much.
For Raylene?
Oh, boy.
Nah.
As she
Raylene took a pause.
Nude. With her.
With sweat.
That's exactly why y'all not the writers. To
speak into her whispering eye, his throbbing member. Thrusting into her.
Clearly we know
violently.
Books you read.
That's how I read them. One. Violently. No, they don't say that. They don't say thrusting your
yes,
member.
Yes, they do.
They say his dick.
No, I mean that too, but they use member.
Oh, they use member?
Yeah, we hate that.
They're leaking everywhere. Veiny.
His veiny throbbing member thrusting it as he thrusts his veiny throbbing member at her violently with no regard for her pelvis as she moaned and squealed each thrust more painful
with bloody scratch marks on my back
more painful but more pleasurable as he thrust.
Y'all done?
Her insides moistened.
Oh my gosh.
And started wanting more and more.
I opened up and welcomed him in.
Y'all clearly want to help, right? What's funny? Are y'all mocking me right now? Sounds like y'all mocking me.
No,
we're
mocking.
That's how you want, right?
The books.
Hell no, that's not how I write.
What? That's I mean, you know.
Into the
hood books write like that.
Oh, real ones don't?
The hood books. I'm not saying they're not real, but the hood books write like that. The hood eroticas.
Give us a line then. Give us a line.
What's the other lady? What's an other lady?
Since y'all.
The one she was reading last a couple
no,
weeks ago?
No, because she's Israeli.
You talking about Carol?
Carol
should have came out and cursed y'all two asses out.
Why?
Because y'all just. Nothing's funny.
So you don't.
Are we done?
You don't a grown ass man saying as I welcomed him in. That's hilarious. I'm sorry.
Sounds like you're mocking me. That's what it sounds
insides
like.
Moistened.
See, unbelievable.
So Raylene's insides don't get moistened in none of your books?
No. She don't describe it in that tone. I'll tell you that.
I want to hear about Raylene and her moistened insides.
I bet you do.
I bet you do.
While you look for that, shout out to.
Can I finish telling y'all what I've been watching?
Oh, yeah, what you been watching?
We didn't even get to me.
Yeah, we just skipped over
it. I just, you sure you're not reading nothing?
Oh, that's how I talk. That's how I talk right there? Okay, all right. Listeners, we got let's get the spotlight on Corey Sin over here. The great impressionist.
I actually am a good impressionist.
That's I ain't gonna talk trash.
Yeah, you're right. What you got, Corey?
Anyway, I have watched Squid Games.
Oh, the new season's out, right?
Yeah, I finished it.
Take the ass off.
Squid Game.
There you go. Beloved.
I mean, it's multiple games within the show. That's why I just said games.
Nah, everybody says Squid Games. But it's Squid Game.
Okay.
What else you been watching? Squid Game season two. Are you pleased with season two? I've been seeing mixed reviews.
It's cool. I like it.
I mean, oh, you're not finished?
No, I finished.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Some people was mad at it. I was.
They talking about the end?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was mad because it was only 7 episodes.
Yeah. But how many I see why season? It was 7 episodes.
I think
episodes.
It was like 8 or 9.
Because it was, you couldn't drag it out any longer than what it was.
And I like the direction they went with it.
Yeah.
So.
Very different. Very different.
Anything else you been watching?
I'm back on my True Blood flow. Go ahead.
The way you said that.
True Blood. Flow.
Exactly. I see.
Get it, flow.
You try to make like it's I'm the asshole or the child. You said
if the glove fits.
Shout out to Lafayette.
Big facts.
It got kind of weird later on in the seat in
it
the
did.
Show though.
It did.
Yeah.
So this is a vampire show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What do you think is the best vampire show they came out with?
Show.
Yeah.
Show.
Yeah. Is it True Blood?
Okay. Let me. What else? Let me have an argument. Not an argument, but True Blood is good because it was just for adults, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Point blank. Yeah, period. Sex. They weren't holding nothing back. You saw the blood, biting, sex, all everything. Vampire Diaries was very good.
Didn't watch it.
They had a story. Like, I mean, everybody has a story, obviously, but they
Netflix?
Had more drama.
That's for teens, though.
Teens,
right?
Yeah. But it was more drama.
Was that a CW like this, show?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And the cliffhangers at the end of every episode kept you like coming, like you had to come back.
I think a lot of like women like that show because I know somebody else that was trying to get me to watch it, and I just can't.
No,
get
it. I wouldn't see y'all watching it.
Yeah.
So. My brother and nephew, they ended up watching it, but they watched it from the originals, which was a spinoff of Vampire Diaries. And the originals was literally like a mixture of True Blood and Vampire Diaries, like for adults, but still the drama for like that keep people entertained. And they were like, I told them, I said, go try watching Vampire Diaries. And they watched it and they were just like, eh, it's cool.
That's
because they were adults by then.
Mm.
So, like, a nice mesh was definitely originals. Like, it's just different. It's different. I wouldn't say one is particularly better.
I don't know of any other vampire shows like that.
Yeah, it's not many vampire shows. There's so many movies.
Movies.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's all you watch?
Oh, I started House.
Oh, House was pretty good. You never watched it?
The Doctor House?
I only caught episodes every now and
Wait,
then.
Wait, House is
House, the doctor. The doctor. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the doctor.
But I mean, which one is... No, I'm thinking about... No. Your House is the doctor. He had the limp?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. He was real smart. What was the one with the girl? No, that's Bones. I'm thinking about Bones.
Yeah, Bones.
That was good, too.
I watched Bones, too. Yeah.
so, like I said, Day of the Jackal, which is good. It's about an assassin guy.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You watching that now?
I finished the season.
Okay.
It's only 10 episodes. Okay. Abbott Elementary is back. They had a crossover episode with It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
And oh, some, with Danny DeVito. I seen that.
Uh-huh. And there's some stuff in that happened that I think if I watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, that I might catch some extra jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a good episode. Okay. Prime, that's Deion Sanders' show. It follows his...
Yeah.
It's on Amazon Prime, and I like football stuff. So, and I like it's certain football stuff that I like, and I like that show. It follows his third. It's on the third season. It ain't a lot of episodes. So I like football, and I like video games. and one of the biggest football video, well, the biggest football video game ever is Madden, and they have like a documentary series on Prime about Madden. So I was watching that.
Oh wow!
It's a show called The Agency. That's on, I want to say it's originally on Paramount Plus, but you can get it on Prime too. Mm-hmm. But it's about the CIA, but it's about a guy that's like was undercover and he fell in love with a lady. And then he had to get, you know, go home, whatever. But it's real good. It got some action in it too. Good storyline. Mm. Then I've been watching football. Okay. So that's it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Speaking of football.
Good segue. Oh, and while we was gonna shout out to Quetta too. She was like, we ain't gonna get no show. We ain't gonna get no show today. It was last Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, we said we was just putting out a Wednesday show. She thought, ooh, I ain't heard that part. My bad. So
ooh.
Shout out to you, Quetta. We here now.
We back.
Yeah, we back.
We back.
Yeah, so my trip.
Yes.
Shout out to the homie and his nephew. I don't know if I can say his name because some stuff in this story.
Don't say no names.
You ain't gonna say no names. Nope. But so the homie was like, so months ago I was like, man, I'm going to a home Steelers game. Well, I said I was gonna go to a game this year, and I wasn't go to we played Philadelphia a few weeks ago. I was trying to debate between Philadelphia and Baltimore because they're closer. And then the homie was like, man, you should go to a home game. I was like, you know what, you're right. So I looked up all the information, and I got me a ticket to the game, and I was looking at flights. I didn't get my flight. And then I found one for like $57 or whatever out of Charleston. And then the homie was like, man, me and my nephew might go too if you're going for real. I was like, yeah, I told him what game. And so they got their ticket, and they didn't get flights either. So he was like, man, how you feel about driving? I was like, well, it's 9 hours, but shit, that ain't nothing to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So he's like, well, I can get a deal on the car, whatever. So he got a car. Range the time to come, because they don't live here. I ain't going to say where you live.
Right.
They don't live here. So we arranged the time. He came. Pause. I get in the car. And he handed me a set of Rock Nation pins. Cause you know, I wear pins on my, I ain't got no hat on that, but yeah, I wear pins on my head or whatever. It was Rock Nation pins or Paper Planes.
The Paper Planes, yeah.
Paper Planes,
okay. Yeah.
You love that.
Yeah, so I was like that. He was like, yeah, so one of his players may or may not have signed a deal with Rock Nation,
okay.
Sports agency. He's like, they sent me a care package, blah, blah, blah. He gave me that. I'm like, oh shit, the trip's starting off good already. You know what I mean? So we go up, we driving up. On the way, I knew it was going to snow, so we left on a Friday. I knew it was going to snow Friday, you know, up in Pittsburgh, whatever, but I didn't think it was going to be bad. But, like, halfway there, we going through West Virginia. One side of the interstate, that part of it, it was like ice. So I'm like, damn, but we got through it or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Get to the hotel. I check in, you know, to the rooms. I'm coming out of the hotel. I see two taller dudes. I'm like, yo, what up? They black. Pittsburgh, White City. They black or whatever. They checking in the hotel. So I get in the car. And he was like, my man was like, man, I think we're in the hotel with the Bengals. And I was like, why you say that? I was like, well, yeah, I did see two black dudes. He's like, nah, I saw some more black dudes. It was like three of them. but he was like, they had exactly the same thing on, and it was Bengals. It was like down to the shoes. I was like, oh shit, we probably is in the hotel with the team. So we take our stuff up, and we was like, well, we're gonna go get something to eat. And me, when I go to places, I want to go, like, if I go to a city, I want to go to the most touristy attraction type place ever. So it's a restaurant that they say, like, if you go to Pittsburgh, you got to go to this restaurant or whatever. They got them all over. But so we were going to go there. When we came down, I saw another guy, like, you know, the carts with the luggage. It was a luggage cart full of stuff, and all of the pieces of luggage had Bengals. I'm like, we definitely at their hotel.
Yep.
So we go get something to eat. The food was trash. They said it was trash. I was hungry, so I ate. I ate my food.
They didn't finish that food?
Nah, they didn't.
Oh.
It was like, they had one thing. It was like a Salisbury steak sandwich. And everything, they put fries on the sandwich. That's the thing.
That sounded like.
I asked the lady, I asked her about that meal. And she said, that's the worst thing to get here. Don't get that. I hate that. My man ordered that. Not paying attention. He ordered
it's
that.
Like,
I was like, why did you order that? He was like, yeah, this shit trash, whatever. So, The next day we go down, we walk, we were like downtown, so we walked to like where they, like how they, you know, every city set up different, mm-hmm. but like where all their shops and stuff is, it was like okay. right down the road from us. So we walked there. It's 20 degrees outside, snow and ice everywhere.
Light work
for a New Yorker.
Yep.
Okay, 20 degrees, snow out there. All right. Okay.
Got the snow UGG boots on.
So you ain't had your 40 belows on.
Got the winter coat.
Oh, I had the coat. Hat, nah,
the
I
mittens.
Had, so I had the coat. I had the hat. I had the gloves.
You had a scarf.
See, I didn't bring a scarf.
See, that's what you messed up.
Because I knew I was gonna get. I wanted to get a Steelers.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. But see, I ain't want to put on my uniform before the game. I had to wait a good time for the game to put my uniform on. So, you know, we go shopping, but everybody there was so nice. We go to, it's another restaurant that people say you got to go to. So we went there early in the day, ate. That food was better. You know, we did some shopping. I ain't never seen three niggas like stiff arm a homeless woman. So, like, I thought I was mean. She was like, you got any? Old white lady in the thing. I was like, I ain't got no cash, cuz. I hit everybody with the cuz. I ain't got no cash, cuz. And they was like, nah, I'm good. I'm like, yeah, solidarity. So we go, we do our shopping. My homeboy nephew, I'm gonna buy you because my homeboy not a Steelers fan. He just wanted to go. Yeah. I'm gonna buy you a jersey because you got to go with a jersey to the game. Blah blah blah. Mm-hmm. So he and they shopping. We buying a little, you know, this and that or whatever. Come back. So my man was like, man, let's drive to the game. I'm like, man, I don't want to drive no car to the game, and I feel like it's close. So I did a little research. I found that we could walk to the train. Take the train to the game. Not only that, we could take the train to the game, and it's free because of where we were, where we was getting on at. They got like certain zones. If you get on in a certain zone, it's free. So
yeah, and just in case y'all start drinking and partying, wanting to have a good time, you just never know.
Yes. Nah, I just didn't want to pay for parking. Uh-oh. I saw parking okay. go from 50 to 150.
What?
Yeah.
Over there?
Yeah, yeah. Certain places, yeah.
Kiss my end.
So we walked, you know, about 15 minutes from the hotel. Took the train to the stadium, and on the train, everybody full regalia. They got their hats on, they got their jerseys, the jackets, the scarves, everything. Now, it's 20 before the game. We get to the game, it's cold, snowing, but you don't realize it because you're moving, you're walking.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're about to sit down for 3 hours.
About to sit still.
I get there, my seat's good. They seats a little lower than mine. Remember that. But I still had good seats. You know, good angle. I could see everything. I was low. I could hit her, you know. But like the game started, my man was like, hey, ain't nobody sitting down with us. You can come down here. So I wait until the first half. But I'm having problems with my scarf the whole first half.
What you mean?
I can't wrap it around. Because I ain't no scarf nigga.
It ain't got the swoop. I ain't swoop it right.
I didn't swoop it right because I had a mask with it. I had that skull cap on, a hoodie under my jacket. So I'm warm, but my face catching it. So I'm trying to swoop. And I can't swoop. Finally, I break. I was like, hey, my man.
Pull that tight.
I'm going to loosen it. You pull that tight. I got you. Pull it tight. Now I'm good. So the game going on, you know what I'm saying? And then it come to halftime, and I go down and sit by them, and now I got better seats. I'm like, man, I'm gonna get video. This nigga's gonna be like, you ain't the good shit. You know what I mean? So I do that.
I saw that video.
You saw that video. That yeah, the good shit. Yeah. I'm a whole nigga.
I'm gonna make moves.
So I went down, sat there, game. We lost, but it was fun. The lady who sung the national anthem, she was fine as hell. I never heard of her before, but she sung it good. And what else happened? It was fun, but
How cold were you? Like when sitting still?
So it got to a point where I was like, damn, they rocking the stadium. We were cheering, but I was like, they rocking the stadium. I'm like, damn, the stadium rocking, whatever. And I'm like, hold up, nobody's moving. I realized my legs were shaking so much. That, you know what I'm saying? And I had on like, you know, I had layers on under my stuff or whatever. So mm-hmm. I was warm, but the only thing that wasn't warm was my feet because my Tims was a little bit too small to put on too many socks.
You can't wear Tims.
One pair. Well,
Tims don't keep our feet warm.
You got to put more socks on.
Yeah, you got to literally have like two pairs. If you're wearing Tims or just don't wear Tims.
So now in the game, I'm worried because I don't know how I'm going to walk back to the train with my feet. this cold.
Like this, right?
Man, I was walking slew footed. Like, the only way I knew that I was walking, because I could hear my hitting the ground. You know that clock? You know that clock from the Tim? Yeah, that was it. And then finally my feet warmed up, whatever, whatever. Oof. So, you know, we go back to the hotel, and I wanted to leave later, but, you know, my partner was like, man, let's leave early. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, well, whenever y'all wake up. Well, he was like, he wanted to leave by 8. I was like, well, y'all wake me up whenever y'all wake up, and blah, blah, blah. I woke up early, so I done packed my bags the night before, ready to go. And it got to 8, and I hit him up. I was like, man, y'all up? What's up? He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, whatever. So we got on the road and started going back. I'm glad we left early. Halfway down, it started snowing crazy. Not only that, it was ice. So, you know, I'm driving back. I got the GPS on or whatever, and it was like, when we left, the time said we was going to get back at 5:30 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And like an hour in, the time had jumped to 7:45. I'm like, what the fuck? And then like maybe 30 minutes later, it jumped to like 8:45. I'm like, what is going on?
So time, the closer, time zone?
No, no, it was in the same time zone. It was on the East Coast time zone. It was further down south or whatever. They was catching the storm worse than we were where we were. And it was like ice getting on the road, like wrecks and stuff. So we get to a point where I have to get off. So I, instead of staying on, because sometimes I'll stay on and try to wait it out, but this time I got off. So I got off. We going on all these little roads in like North Carolina, West Virginia, whatever, whatever. Now these little roads, like maybe back roads here where people live on, ain't no snow, ain't no salt, no plowing, none of that. So some of the roads is ice. So it's ice. We in this Wagoneer, and it's rear wheel drive. It ain't four wheel drive. We get to this one turn. I'm going, and I can see it's a hill or whatever. And a guy come down, and he flashing the lights. I'm like, what is this nigga flashing the lights on? My lights brain bright. I going up the hill, go around the corner. It's a trailer, a truck with a trailer, halfway in the road blocking it. And I see this guy. He shoot up the hill. So the guy shooting up the hill to pull the trailer, but he stop in the middle of the road. So I'm going up trying to go around him. I'm halfway on the road. Halfway off the road, but I don't want to go all the way off the road because I don't know how soft it is on the shoulder. Mm-hmm. So I'm halfway on. The truck start to slide. I'm like, oh my God. He got his truck in the way. If his truck wasn't in the way, I would have hit it. We would have slid back and forth, but we would have made it up. But I had to stop because I didn't want to hit his truck.
Right.
So we stopped. Now I can't move. Now I'm stuck in the middle of the road. It's a car behind me that got stuck. He stuck sideways because he was in a Mustang. So this guy still beside me, instead of him like, because he was there to help the truck, instead of him pulling us out the way so the road would be clear, he hook up to the truck, try to start pulling the truck. The truck is like really about to hit us. My man get out the car. He get out of our car like, yo, stop, what you doing? Like, just get us out the way, whatever, whatever. Finally, the guy get us out the way. So he start pulling us or whatever. He pulling us so hard. It's so much ice on the, like, he pulling us. I'm hitting the brakes because he going so fast up the hills until I'm thinking if he
slow him down.
Yeah, because if he hit the brake, I won't be able to stop. Yeah, so he pulled all the way up the hill, whatever, whatever. I'm nervous. The first time in a long time I've been nervous like driving, but he got full control. My man like, hey, man, what y'all doing? Like, I'm blowing the horn. He's still pulling. So we finally get up the top of the hill.
He had chains on his tire?
Yeah, he had chains. Mm. No, he didn't have chains on his tire. No, he had chains on his tire. But he had four-wheel drive, though. We get to the top, he hook, and my man told him before he hooked up, he's like, man, I'll give you some bread. And the dude, he like spoke a foreign language or whatever. The dude was like, my man was like, you got Cash App? He was like, no. He was like, we was like, damn, you got Zelle? Damn, thank you. So we get on the road and come back, but that was probably the scariest part of all the ice and stuff. And then it was like more of that, like other people like, we saw so many people like running off the side of the road.
That's crazy.
All kind of stuff. But we finally made it back. But it was fun. But I tell you, if you're a sports fan, like whatever your favorite sports team is, even if it's not a football team, but like if you got a favorite baseball team, a favorite basketball team, go to a home game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I've been to like away games before and it was fun. It was cool. But going to a home game is just something different. So,
yeah, I saw that.
Oh yeah,
that game also, and they was, man.
Oh, you watching on TV?
Yellow and black everywhere.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Them upper stands had yellow and black.
So
it was good. Did y'all win?
Nah, we didn't win that game. Okay. It was close, but it was fun.
Okay.
As long as you had a good time,
yeah.
Huh?
And I'm like, people get real mad about the games or whatever, whatever, and they be, you know what I'm saying, but no matter win, lose, or draw, you still got to go to work Monday. Like, you still got to go to work Monday, no matter what the team
right,
do.
Whether they won or not.
Yeah, so.
They ain't paying my bills.
Because yeah,
y'all got to see, like, a home game in New York, the Knicks. Like, when they lose, the crowd be the most depressed people mm-hmm. in the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, y'all act like if they won, y'all would have got y'all bills paid.
They got 41 more of them games to play. Like, why you so mad? Yeah, so that was my trip. I had a fun time. Shout out to the guys. I said this year, the next football season, I'm going to go to two games. I'm going to go to a home game and an away game. So, okay. Just ain't decided what.
That's good.
Yet.
Glad you had a good time.
Yeah, so all of that ice, that's a part of the snow that's been going on in the South. A lot of ice. Y'all seen the videos of Atlanta?
Yep.
Snow?
Yep.
They
out there with the side-by-sides.
Uh-huh.
They out there
sledding.
I'm trying to think of the name of the company. Polaris. Yeah, they got the Polarises out mm-hmm. there. They're in front of the stadium mm-hmm. all over.
Yeah, it's one video I saw. They was pulling this guy in like a little, it looked like a little boat, but it was pulling him through the streets on the ice.
I saw that, and the slush.
And the dogs started chasing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny, yeah. But they had a little block party and all kind of stuff. They was enjoying it. But like a little further out west, it was bad, like, people wrecking. I'm talking about like big car pileups and all kind of stuff. So that ice ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I don't know how long it's gonna last. It was supposed to snow here, but it didn't snow.
It had started. It was ice, like hard.
A little bit of sleet.
Yeah. Mm.
So I saw some sleet Friday. I was heading to Charleston. I did run into some sleet. Like
that's
my
all it was.
Yeah, but I didn't see any snow. Yeah. I saw a couple of wrecks. I saw like 7 wrecks Friday.
Now, people were cruising out here, driving real slow.
Yeah. They said there was a cancellation of more than 3,000 flights in Atlanta, Dallas, Nashville, and Charlotte. I didn't even see any video of it snowing in Charlotte, I don't think.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't even hear nothing about
Charlotte. I heard about Columbia, but I didn't hear about Charlotte.
It snowed in Columbia?
That's what they say.
I didn't see it. Okay. Yeah, we didn't get nothing but rain.
Alabama got some.
Oh, they did?
They got snow, too.
Yeah, if Atlanta got, if Georgia got snow, Alabama right was bound to get it. Yeah, they were right there.
I wonder if they snowed in like
New York.
Where's it? Northern Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Did it snow in New York?
Yeah, a little bit. It's not this week, last week.
Yeah, that was part of the system that came through Pittsburgh and stuff last week.
Yeah, it started last week.
But this week, I don't think it snowed past like Baltimore. I don't think it snowed on this storm.
I don't mind
this week.
Yeah, because I didn't see anything in North Carolina or anything like that either. Yeah, you might be right.
Yeah. So that was going on. Then out west, it was a lot of fires. In LA, how they got it on the news? It seemed like it's like one huge fire.
No, it's spread out.
Yeah,
like it's in three different sections.
Yeah, and I want to say it's like five fires, because I saw one. There is one big one. It is three. It's the Malibu fire, one called the Hearst fire, and then the Eaton fire. And it spread out. It said as of Sunday, more than 105 people were under evacuation orders in LA County. Another 87,000 face warnings. More than 12,000 structures, homes, buildings, sheds, all of that have been destroyed. And 7,000 in the Eaton fire. The Palisades fire has destroyed 5,300 structures. So it's a lot of... not the Malibu fire. I'm sorry. The Palisades fire.
Yeah.
That's in Malibu. So I guess that's probably where a lot of the celebrity stuff is. Mm-hmm. That looks like it's the biggest fire.
It was.
I seen a lot of celebrities in their cars, sleeping in their cars. Mm-hmm. Sheena Easton. There's a lot of...
It was a lot of celebrities.
A lot of celebrities
were up and close. Like close and personal with it.
Yeah.
Mm.
Like recording it, posting it. Like,
mm-hmm. It was one wild video I saw of a guy. It was like his dog. It might have been two guys in the house and their dog. But like you could tell they had like the pool and then the wall, and then mm-hmm. like on the other side of the wall was like all fire. You could hear the fire.
Wow.
People saying I did see one thing where they say it was a guy, like a homeless guy that had like a flamethrower, like a homemade flamethrower.
I heard about that too. Yeah. I heard it was one guy that supposedly had started. I know he couldn't start all
the fires.
Them,
yeah.
Yeah.
But those fires start because they say like for a long time this season that it hasn't been raining. Mm-hmm. It's been dry.
Yeah.
Then the winds been real bad, like hurricane force winds, like 80. I know they say
yeah, because my sister, they went through a windstorm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that plus any kind of little spark can start a fire when it's that dry. Yeah. I've seen like a little spark from a well start a brush fire, like out on the tracks or whatever. They were welding the rail.
Yeah.
And like I saw the thing go into the brush, and then a little while later you see a little smoke.
Mm.
So like it could be anything, like people throwing their cigarette out the window, could be a lightning strike, or could be whatever. It damn sure wasn't no lasers. But it could be anything. Or it could, like you say, it could be people.
Yeah.
I want to say I saw like 7 people got arrested.
Some people died too.
Yes.
Last time I saw it was like 5 casualties or something.
I think it's up to like 15 now.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it's up to like 15. Damn. I know one person I'm friends with on Facebook. She has a show too, a podcast, and she lives in the area, and they had to evacuate it. She said her mother's like whole neighborhood is gone.
Wow.
Mm.
Yeah, she said she thinks her house is gone too. But that's like the celebrities and stuff. I feel for them. Like they were saying all of the stuff that they've accumulated over their lives, baby pictures and all of that.
Yeah.
But it's different when like you're a regular person.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Like,
when you don't have the money to replace all of that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you might have insurance or whatever, but you got to go through all of this, and you still got to go to work, or your job might be gone too.
Yeah, because you don't got no cushion.
Yeah.
You living check by check like everybody else.
Yeah. So I'm gonna put her. She ain't responded to me yet, though. But I'm going to put her
information
in. You know what I'm saying? You want to donate to her Cash App or Zelle or something. Because, like, when you see stuff like this, like, it may be some people, like, you don't know. You know what I'm saying? You want to help. And then you be like, well, I don't want to give to the Red Cross because they talk shit about the Red Cross. And, you know, stuff like that. So it's a person that, so if y'all want to donate to her. Her podcast is a Bad and Boozy podcast. They talk about wine and liquor and stuff.
Okay.
Pretty good podcast. But yeah, so I'll put that in the show notes. But shout out to So-So. She's a real nice, smart person. But yeah, that's sad though.
We gonna get you right, So-So.
Yeah, and like fire something, like you just can't. It ain't no coming back from like a fire.
Eventually.
But even like if, let's say like in part of your house catch fire, like all your clothes gonna smell like smoke, like seem like forever.
Cause my grandmother, we lost our house.
The fire.
Yeah, 20. What is it? How old is
23?
23 years ago 23. Now. Mm-hmm.
Shout out my cousin Greg.
03. Yeah, it was 03.
My cousin Greg set our great grandma's house on fire. One time, he was under the bed playing with matches. We was about 4 or 5.
the whole house.
Wait, he set the house on fire?
Yeah, I don't know if he said. Yeah, I think he did set the whole house on fire.
That's crazy.
Playing with matches.
I know the house ain't there yet. No more. Now it's a trailer there now. And I can't remember if he set the house all the way on fire, just part of it, but the house ain't there no more. It's a trailer. But anyway, shout out to Greg. That's my cuz though, y'all call him G.
You can come back from a fire. It just take time.
Take longer.
Especially if you have a village though. Cause when my grandmother lost her house,
everybody looked out.
Everybody.
Your grandma probably used to feed.
They helped her and my aunt.
Come on, get a biscuit, baby.
Yeah,
that was your grandma.
Yeah. She did hair. She tailored. She was a seamstress, so
did everything.
She did everything.
Yeah, it's a lot of. I've been listening to a lot of like podcasts about this fire and stuff, and they've been talking to. It was one guy. He was interviewing a guy, or whatever, and the guy was like, he was like, yeah, well, if you leave your car. Whatever, leave your keys so we can move your car. The guy was helping people out. He was like, yeah, sir, well, what's your name? And he was like, well, my name is such and such. He was like, are you an actor? He was like, oh, yeah, I'm an actor, whatever. But the guy interviewing him didn't know he was an actor, whatever. Mm-hmm. So it's just, they out there helping people. There's a lot of sad stories. It's a viral video of a black guy. He was like, I think he's in his 80s. He retired. And he was like, he lost everything. Yeah, he broke down and crying and stuff. Yeah, so it's a lot of that. So
I saw one picture. Uh-huh. It was a house with a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
On one side of the house, it was a burnt down house and all the way.
And then the other side, the same thing.
Burnt down all the way too. That house was the only house not burnt.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I saw on that picture, they was trying to say that house had something.
Special wood or something that it wouldn't catch on fire?
Well, I don't know if it was special wood, but some kind of wall. Like, I couldn't figure out what it was. Yeah. But
I saw that too. That was crazy.
Yeah, it was a celebrity. He was an actor. He was talking about, he lost his house. And I was just like, dang, that sucked. And then he was just saying, like, him and his wife, they expect she's due any day.
Damn.
And they asked him, like, oh, how was the, did y'all have everything? He said, had that nursery just set up. And I was like, that hurts.
Damn.
Now that part, that part was, I felt for him right there.
Hopefully he ordered it online and then he got all of it still there. So he just ordered it again or some shit. I don't know.
He got to get a house first.
True. Well, it could be like this other thing that was viral. It's a black girl. She was pregnant. And it was saying that she died on the way to the hospital. So.
She's stupid.
Still alive.
He's still alive.
He's still alive.
Yeah.
Two, get more shit. So.
Yeah.
I never say it could be worse.
Because
it could be worse. It could be worse. When I'm talking about myself, I'd be like, well, it can't get no better than this. Because it could. But I never say it can't get worse.
I hate when people say
cause
that.
Because it damn sure can.
It could get worse. Yeah.
Your toe could come off. But yeah, shout out to the people that's out in LA in those affected areas. They were talking about the insurance companies like dropping people and stuff. But they trying to make it seem like they dropping people like.
Because of the fire, before. Like, oh no.
Well, it's kind of like that, but insurance companies, they drop people all the time. Like, if you live in, like, a hurricane zone,
mm-hmm.
and y'all been getting hurricanes, you know, a lot of hurricanes, you know, back to back or whatever,
yeah.
They might drop everybody in the area just mm-hmm. because, you know what I'm saying, you got to find out, you got to kind of, like, get your insurance through the government or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's kind of something like that happened, but I don't know. I don't know. I know they moved it's a football game. But this month, where y'all listening on Monday, it's a football game that was supposed to happen Monday in LA. They moved it to Arizona. Just little stuff like that. But
yeah,
damn.
Sorry for LA man.
Pray for LA.
Yeah. What else before we get out of here? Any important news? I'm trying to get back. Sorry, y'all.
Yeah, man.
It's all right. You had a vacation.
Well, no, I mean, I was trying to click back. that is really the only news that, you know, the ice storm and then the fire.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yo.
What new music? It's been a trying week, so you got some new music this week?
We have, there's a couple new music that dropped. Lil Baby dropped. I didn't listen to it yet.
We listened to that on the way, and that shit was trash.
Yeah, I didn't listen to that. I listened to the first two songs, and then I said I'd come back.
Yeah, I'm glad you ain't even mention that shit. Yeah. That shit is horrible.
I never came back.
Little Baby need to stop.
But this week we got Chimp Easy, Neighborhood Hero. He's a
Neighborhood Hero 3.
Yeah, Hero 3. He's a Darlington. South Carolina.
So Darlington is in South Carolina.
Darlington, South Carolina. Yes. for us, he's a local artist, but
he a real gangster too.
Yes, he really is.
So the shit he rapping about, he may or may not have done.
Yeah. Shout out to Champ. Yeah. A couple of my favorite tracks are CBFW. They got a video out for it now. That's track number 2, and it got a. To me, it got a different, unique sound to it. He's a little offbeat on some parts, but it all works out. That's it. Track number 11 is my next favorite.
Shout out to Champ.
Yeah, track 11. That's us, and that's it.
Word. Shout out to Champ. Neighborhood Hero 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where's red?
That's all I got this week.
That's all you got this week?
Yeah. Like I said, Lil Baby came out, but I didn't listen to that yet.
Yeah, don't listen to Lil Baby, y'all.
It's that bad?
It's that bad. That shit is horrible.
Okay. Well, skip. Next.
See, I was trying to filibuster till I get to this.
Okay. I did fraud today. Hey. I did a good job today.
Okay.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
Okay.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did fraud today.
Okay.
I did a good job today.
Hey.
Cause these blessings come from God. Cause I'm committing fraud. I did fraud today.
Hey.
I did a good job today.
I'ma let y'all pick. I got a few scammers that I can go through. Go from, I got a COVID scam, Taraji P. Henson's stolen identity scam, or a DoorDash scam.
Ooh, it's DoorDash or Taraji. Let's go with Taraji.
You want to go with Taraji? Okay.
Taraji? I'm kind of curious of the COVID scam.
You know what? That DoorDash one, because DoorDash keep on hitting my account for $103 for some reason.
For real?
Yeah, go ahead. Let's go.
Okay. Really? Oh, yeah. You might want to, do that so he can figure it out.
All right, well, this happened in Connecticut. And I don't like, so a lot of times the scams I do, like, kind of, I want them to be like victimless crimes, or it may be a scam against the government or a big corporation. Mm-hmm. But this scam right here is against a whole bunch of drivers, 700 DoorDash drivers. Cleveland, his name is Alexis Cleveland. He's a 29-year-old Sacramento. Resident. Alexis Cleveland. She was the victim, one of the victims. Okay. She said she got an unexpected call during what appeared to be a simple DoorDash delivery. She lives in Sacramento. She was on her way to pick up a single piece of fruit ordered for delivery from a local supermarket through DoorDash when she got a text telling her to not complete the order. The text, which was followed by a call, came from a person claiming to be a DoorDash support team member. She said the guy said that he was from DoorDash, and he told her not to complete the order. He told me to just go back to my car, and then he made me verify my identity. He said there was a scam going on that Dashers were involved in, and they needed to make sure I wasn't involved. She said she didn't know it. Well, she didn't know it at the time, but the call was a part of a sophisticated phishing scam that police claim can be traced back to 21-year-old David Smith, a Stanford resident. So he was from Connecticut. He recently was arrested on allegations that he stole nearly $1 million as a part of a multi-year scheme in which he's accused of stealing paychecks from more than 700 DoorDash employees. During the call, she said that the man sent her a link and asked her to sign into her DoorDash account in order to verify her identity. Afterward, she had... it's a whole bunch of pop-ups that keep coming. I'm sorry, y'all. It's throwing off my reading, my wonderful reading. So he sent her a link. She had to sign in again. She said that after she signed in with his link, she wouldn't be able to access her account earnings for about 4 days. Before hanging up with Cleveland, the man also told her that the company also had a promo going on for their delivery people or dashers. So the guy told her that if she did a certain amount of dashes over those 4 days that she would get a $900 bonus. So she was with it. But after hanging up with the scammer, she forgot how long the promo was going to be. So she called DoorDash to get the details again because she forgot the details. And that's when she learned that she got tricked. She said the lady on the phone told her that she ain't had no idea what she was talking about. And so when she was on the phone with the lady, she logged in and changed her login information so that the guy wouldn't get any money from her. But he tricked a whole bunch of other people. One of the people was this one guy that started doing DoorDash after COVID. And the guy stole $5,000 from him. He got a whole bunch of people that counted up to about $1 million. And it was the same thing. He would call and, you know, say, you know, you need to log in with this link.
He's an asshole.
Yeah. Asshole. And he was 21 years old.
Smart guy.
Smart guy.
He's an asshole.
But I say that to say, if you get a call from a place that you really don't, you never get a call from.
Yeah.
Don't give your, never give my information out. Even if I know I owe the company.
Me too.
I'd be like, why you need, you call me. Why you need my information? Why I need to verify?
We
you call me.
Verify this.
Mm-mm. No, you don't. Nope. Find some other way. I'm not giving you my social. Nope. What's your address? You look on the screen.
As soon as they start asking questions, I give them my voicemail.
Mm.
You've reached the voicemail box of. Please leave a message at the tone.
Beep.
And they'd be like, hello? Hello? And I'd be like.
Click.
Do you do the beat?
Huh? No, I press the button on my phone. And then they hang up. Don't call me.
Yeah.
You talk to pizza stores. You get a whole lot of different stores when you call my phone.
I just sigh real hard and hang up the phone. Man. Oh God!
Those scammers are clever, man.
They're clever.
I'm telling you,
they can get anybody. I got an aunt. They be getting my aunt. They be getting my.
She's
aunt.
Older.
Uh huh.
Yeah, they try to get me. Like, oh, your account's been hacked. Can you verify the last 4 digits of your social?
Nope.
Yeah, elemental.
And I'm like, what's the account? Oh, for your car insurance. And I'm like, that's crazy. I don't even have a car.
Uh huh. Then they hang up.
Like, quick.
Yep. I got them one.
Well, I'll
time.
Be like, "What? Who did you call? What's my name? Get off my phone."
Yeah, don't pronounce my last name wrong either. I had somebody call me talking about person.
Wrong.
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 Wrong. Say it again. Read it again. It's not. No. Shut up.
Person.
Yeah. Saying it all wrong. But yeah, that's my scam of the week. Y'all be vigilant. Don't talk. Just don't talk on the phone.
Yeah.
Just don't talk on the phone, y'all.
Just don't. Mm-mm.
Yeah. We'll be back Wednesday. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about Wednesday, L?
Wednesday is top 5 ways to get off the phone with someone.
Yeah. Whatever your favorite ways to get off the phone. I got a few.
I bet you do.
Yeah, I got a few. Corey, where can they find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Corey Sin.
L?
Up, you can find me on Facebook at EL Murphy.
Wonderful. You can find me on social media at Preacher_BP. You can find the show on Instagram at DJ Blaze Show. That's it. Mm-hmm. I forgot that, did it? Y'all got TikTok?
Yeah, but
apparently they're not going to be here no more.
I wonder. I just got on TikTok too. I be getting the recipes, I be in here cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but anyway.
Stay tuned.
I made some chili. I got off of TikTok recipe.
That shit wasn't good.
Was it good?
No.
I don't like haters. I'm about to kick you out.
He ain't give us
I'm about to kick you out.
You ain't bought me nothing.
Nah, you remember you cooked the shit right in front of us.
What did I cook in front of you?
Like, man, I just finished cooking chili.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago.
Oh, that was over a month ago. Over a month ago.
You say you
still salty. I'm still salty about that.
The angry chicken.
You know that's my favorite.
Nah, but I love it.
Yeah, we walked in, he like.
What?
I gave you the wings.
Oh, you did give me. Damn, you right. Boom. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
See?
I'm sorry.
God.
Let's hug it out.
Hold on, after the show.
All right. DJBlazeshow@gmail.com. Email us. Let us know what you think. Thank y'all for listening. Thank y'all for asking me where the show is, even though I said where the show was going to be. But yeah, it's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy L.
And we out.
Let those who have ears listen. Whatever you ask, this is the DJ Blaze Show.